Thank you for calling customer support. Susie Angela, how can I assist you?
Hi. I have a charge on my credit card from, what's the name of this company?
I was going to be a certified CCW.com. May I have your zip code?
It's 60051. My
your name?
Credit card company's Michelle, last name is Sarles.
You said Michelle?
Sarles, S-A-R-R-E-L-S.
And your address?
5218 North Amby Lane, McHenry, Illinois, 60051.
Does Strom ring a bell?
Yes.
Okay.
So
we have
what
Michelle
is this
Strom.
$19 charge? Okay.
It's going to be for the firearms, online firearms training portal. It began.
It's for what?
Online firearms training portal. Begin with you did your certified CCW certificate online. It had an extra class you could take that's monthly for $19 a month. And you checked the box there to be entered into it, so it's continued since December.
That must be a mistake because I don't want to be in an online monthly course.
Okay. And we do offer a $9 discount if you consider continuing with it. Have you used it at all yet?
No. I haven't used it at all. I didn't even know about it, to be honest with you.
Okay. That was me one moment. I'll go ahead and get it canceled out.
Okay.
That'll send you out a cancellation.
Because my credit card is putting a hold, and I'm like, what the hell's going on here? So I said, that doesn't sound familiar, so let me call the company first before you go and do something crazy, you know.
Right. I got you. So we'll go ahead and send you out a cancellation email for it.
Okay.
And let's see here. That latest charge came out yesterday. We'll go ahead and do a courtesy refund on that latest charge.
How many have I been charged?
Let's see. You were billed on the day that you created the order, which is in December, and then you were billed in January, and then the one in February.
Okay, so I've been billed for three?
Yes.
Okay, I need a credit for those.
Well, we could do the last one. It does send you a log and email. With your receipt email, it sends you out your login credentials to log into it.
Well,
so it's been
obviously
active.
You can see I haven't logged in, so
I cannot
used
see
this.
That. I can only see that you were billed on a monthly basis for the class.
Well, I know now. I know I'm being billed, okay, but it slipped through with the billing, so I need you to talk to somebody there to get a credit for this.
I'll get you transferred.
Because if I don't use a service, I don't want to be paying for it. So I'm going on the computer right now.
Have you disputed the charge with your, you say you haven't disputed it.
Yes, I was just on the phone with the credit card company, and that's why I'm calling you.
But you haven't disputed it, right?
I did dispute it. I said, I don't know what this is for. And he said, I can either cancel the card or you can call them. And I said, let me call them because I didn't know who you were. I go, I don't know what CCW is.
Well, there's a dispute on there. You're going to have them call us about the remaining refunds.
Okay, then how about this? I can either work with you and get a credit and move forward, or I will call them, shut my card down, and then I'll dispute it, and then they'll go and deal with it. So, it, you know, I'm trying to make it easy.
Oh, ma'am, if there is a dispute on there, I've given one refund, but it requires that the bank drop the dispute in order to get
So do you want me to call the credit card company and tell them since December I'm disputing all three charges? Is that easy?
At that point, the company receives all of the charges because it's under a contract when you were billed. So they're just going to return the monies to us. That's the purpose of having them call us and agree to drop the dispute for the refund. If it stays active, they do an investigation. They give us the full amount of all the $19 charges because you were billed under a contract. So
okay,
give you a cancellation.
So how do you want to handle? Okay, this is my ultimate end thing. I want a credit for the charges that I've been billed for because I have not used your service, okay? I don't know anything about a contract, okay? So what's the easiest way to move forward with doing this?
The only way to move forward is have your financial institution call us and agree to drop the dispute. Or they can continue with the dispute, and at that point, the company still receives the full price because they do an investigation and they take a look at the website where, you know, you have to agree to this class in order to be billed for it.
I went through the class, okay, and I didn't see anything on there about being charged monthly. It was a one flat fee.
Yeah,
so
but before you submit the order, before you submit the order at the end, it has a few extra things that they offer you.
No,
if you check that box that is authorized to bill you and tell you, and it tells you you can call us 24 hours a day and cancel that class to prevent the next pay date.
Well,
but if it's not canceled,
you know,
it's authorized.
Your website then is very confusing because I would have never sat there and signed up for a monthly thing. Okay. So your website's very confusing and very misleading then. So you want me to call my credit card company back and have them call you to do what?
They have to agree to drop the dispute in order to get the refund.
And how long will it take to get the refund?
It's about 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, I'll see what Bank of America says about this. If they'll even do that, I don't know, because I just got off with the fraud department. So let me call them back, and then let me see what they tell me. And if they don't do it, then I guess they'll just have to move forward with a dispute. I don't know what else to say.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
I can't make them call you. You know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going on your recommendation, what you said, so.
It's possible they could call. I mean, it's your financial institution, so they could possibly call. I can't remember speaking with them before with this company, but banks do call in if these things happen.
Okay, well, I'm just saying to you, if he tells me we don't do that, then I don't know what to tell you. So let me call them and see what they say, okay?
All right, thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, and what is your name?
It's Angela.
Angela. Okay, thank you, Angela.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling
okay.
customer support, ma'am. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.